Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. Isn't this great? Everyone satisfied with the Epstein Files release?
Good one.
Yeah, just a hodgepodge of photos, and some of them very kind of creepy with, you know, Bill Clinton in the old jacuzzi or the swimming pool.
Both.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is really weird. Mm-hmm. Well, there's photo with him and Ghislaine Maxwell in the pool.
It is weird, but it's so Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, and the one younger girl sort of on his lap.
Yeah, it just plays to what the stereotype of Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Annie Porton, the Storm Bill.
Did you hear Scott Jennings on CNN?
Regarding Bill Clinton, I'm sorry to tell you, the reason that Bill Clinton's picture is in the Epstein Files is because this has always been a story about Bill Clinton and not Donald Trump. We should call it the Clinton Files, not the Epstein Files.
Oh, and the panel freaks out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So where does it go from here, as far as you can tell, David?
Nowhere. I mean, again, nothing's going to happen. You know, they're not going to go and somehow figure out a way to arrest Bill Clinton for crimes that may or may not have been committed. You know, some of the testimony that was unfurled and released late last week also includes people who have recanted things that they've said regarding both Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, yes, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it's very unreliable. It's kind of just this hodgepodge of just court documents, basically.
But the left is going to hold Pam Bondi responsible.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're talking about.
The left and Thomas Massie.
Well, all the people who are upset about this, the bill that President Trump signed into law gave them a lot of outs to protect people who had nothing to do with any of it. Like, there was one document that made the rounds where it was 50-some-odd pages of just redactions. There was nothing out there.
Yeah.
And that was because there was a list of people who were masseuses, like legitimate massage therapists. And
right.
It's like, well, yeah, why would their names be put out there? It makes no sense.
By the way, Bill Clinton did respond.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton chief of staff, at least, Angel Llerena, responded in a statement saying Clinton cut ties with Epstein after his crimes came to light. This was before he knew any of that.
Well,
so there are two types of people here. The first group knew nothing and cut Epstein off before his crimes came to light. The second group continued relationships with him after. We're in the first. No amount of stalling by people in the second group will change that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, especially MAGA, expects answers, not scapegoats. Okay.
What is it?
It's the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a hot tub with multiple young women, and you didn't know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing?
Well, no, he just wanted to, he had a bad back.
Just happened
wanted those jets to give him a massage on his back. He didn't even know there were women in
happened
there.
Happened to be women in that hot tub.
Crazy. Okay. So, yeah.
He got right up and towelled himself off and left, I'm sure.
He was very scandalized the moment somebody made a move on him. Hey, I'm a married man. I can't do this. Where's Hill Dog?
Oh, man.
And so the Sunday morning talking head shows, they had Hakeem the Dream on and different Democrats. And as you said, Massie was on there to hold people accountable. And they're going to make sure that this law is fulfilled and everything is released the way it should be. And yeah, we'll see. And I wonder at this point how many people are actually tired of the story.
Yeah, I've grown to be very tired of the story because I know there's not going to be a bombshell.
Yeah.
I'm with David, and I'm getting there rapidly. I was somewhat interested in this last, whatever this was, the dump.
Yeah.
I was somewhat interested in that. But again, I mean, it's just, they just move from thing to thing, and I don't know what the next thing is going to be that we're going to get Trump on.
Well, and when you read deep into it, it's been predicted there's not any real smoking gun anywhere.
Yeah.
you may see some salacious stuff, whether it be photos or there'll be other names, whether those would be Hollywood names or political names out there that you maybe mm-hmm. hadn't seen before. But again, no smoking gun of anything. Yeah. And so then you're like, okay, well, let me know when there's something big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Till that time, yeah, just kind of tired of the whole thing.
But I am tired of the fact that, you know, Donald Trump, the pedophile in chief, like, there's been no evidence that's come forward on any of this stuff. It makes you feel better than, okay.
I guess.
But, you know, I can't understand where that's coming from.
What, Hitler not bad enough?
Right. No, because you had to change gears.
Yeah, so it's something else. It's always something.
Couldn't be Hitler, yeah.
Yeah. David, let's move to Australia.
Yeah. Well, not literally. I don't want to live in Australia.
Not at all.
No, thanks.
So an Australian official is defending the country's mass censorship plan, which is going to ramp up now as a response to the terrorist attack. You know, instead of actually, you know, keeping tabs on who's come into the country over the last several years and, hey, maybe looking at people with known ties to ISIS. No. We're going to crack down on speech down under. This is New South Wales Premier Chris Menz talking about the censorship plan.
Okay.
There's been some that have been agitating in the parliament to nullify the laws, to remove them off the statute books. Think about what kind of toxic message that would send to the New South Wales community. And I think the advocates for those changes need to explain, what do they want people to have the right to say? What kind of racist abuse do they want to see or be able to lawfully see on the streets of Sydney? I recognise, and I've fully said from the beginning, that we don't have the same freedom of speech laws that they have in the United States. And the reason for that is that we want to hold together our multicultural community and have people live in peace, free from the kind of vilification and hatred that we do see around the world.
Yeah. I mean,
what is he talking about? Seriously.
What he's saying is we can't have a lot of ticked off Muslims.
Because that'll make it all worse.
Yes.
That's what he's getting at.
Yes.
Is he talking about any other kind of what he calls hate speech?
No. And that's a guy who's basically held hostage. I mean, the idea that, like, well, you can either have multiculturalism or you can have free speech is absurd. And I understand, being an American, a lot of times it's easy to take for granted the free speech rights that we have from God that our government defends.
Yes.
But man, this idea that that multiculturalism or free speech are mutually exclusive is insane, especially because in terms of religious diversity, ethnic diversity, linguistic diversity, all across the board, the United States has shown you can actually do both.
Yes, and honestly, it feels like it's teetering, but to your point, yes. But in Australia, when you're talking about hate speech, so if you were to say in Australia, hey, it's my belief that Islamic values don't line up with Australian values. That's hate speech.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
That's insane.
And by you not saying it, it will stop all of the violence that's currently going on.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. Because what is the point then? Are they trying to make it is speech like that that caused what happened at Bondi Beach?
Yes.
Yeah, led to it. Yes.
How?
It amped up the anger.
Well, That's
nonsense.
That's the same guy, though, when he was asked, hey, oh, no, I think it was actually, maybe it was a different Australian official, but we had the audio last week of the guy who was asked, you know, hey, what about cracking down on the hate speech coming out of some of these clerics, especially on the western side of Sydney? And the guy was like, Nazi salute, Steven.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that dude incorporated a lifelong stutter.
Yeah.
It is crazy to me.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw it at America Fest. Tulsi Gabbard talked about the biggest threat to America. It wasn't free speech.
Well, no.
And it wasn't white supremacists. No.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
It was Islamic values.
Yes, of course.
Yes. And we'll get to that. Coming up a little bit later.
I thought it was pretty grapes-like to say that.
She's not the first.
I mean, she's got stones, man, saying that, though.
But, you know, yes. But that's what you have to do. You have to call it out.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, for her to say it, I was like, holy cow.
Why do you say that?
Well, she said it because she said it out loud.
Charlie Kirk has said it.
Well,
we've said it on this show, or I've said it.
But she's a government official.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad she did.
I'm glad she did, too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's just everybody else.
If you look at it.
They just tap dance around it all
the
time.
And the left supposedly loves this part. If you just look at it intellectually, based on fact, it's an easy point to prove. It's easy. But everybody wants to act like, well, but we don't want to do that. And I don't know if it's intimidation, cowardice, what it is. But, yeah, we'll get to that later. Let's get to, what is this? Who watched in horror as Trump's name was put on the Kennedy Center? Watched in horror?
Yeah, the Kennedy Center board voted to put Trump's name on the building, and the left is freaking out. I just saw that, and I was like, ah, that's dumb that he's putting his name on there. I think that's kind of stupid. However, it's making the worst people I know angry, and so therefore I appreciate it a little bit at least. Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen took some time away from his courtship with Maryland man and assembled a bunch of liberal boomers to protest.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, all of us watched in horror yesterday as Donald Trump put his name on the Kennedy Center next to the name of John F. Kennedy. And we are here to say that this desecration of the Kennedy Center will not stand.
Sure will. Yeah, well.
Mark my words, whether it's a matter of weeks or months, Donald Trump's name will come down off of the Kennedy Center.
Oh my gosh.
And in case you were wondering, I know you were, Scott. Yes, there was an older, you know, liberal boomer female holding a sign that said "No kings, yes queens."
Yeah. All right. Good.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you got to have one of those, right?
I'm sorry. What did he say about the name of John F. Kennedy? Like the great name or whatever, and now this name is on top of whatever.
Right. Yeah.
How about if everyone agrees to just call it the Marilyn Monroe Center?
I would go with the Marilyn Mann Center.
Maybe. Yeah. There you go. Either way, that'll work for me.
The Marilyn Monroe Center. Yeah. Along.
Here's the Abrego Garcia section.
Yeah, right.
It's in the orchestra section. It's good. Good seats.
Oh my gosh.
It's like you name the outside and the inside of the building. Like they name fields, but not necessarily the stadium, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
There you go. You know what? Not only is it Christmas season, it's Mashup Monday.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
What do you have for us today, David?
Last live Mashup Monday of the year, too.
That's right.
Well, this is a little bit different because it's an actual performance, not the mixing of two recorded songs. Okay. But it's a music duo called their twin brothers, Pat and Sean Kelly. They reimagined a Christmas classic.
Okay.
It was the night before Christmas, went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer with a little old driver, so lively and quick. I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone on Christmas Eve. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the way. He's merry and laughing and riding on his sleigh. He's racing and pacing and plotting the way. He sees you when you're sleeping and he knows you're awake. He's going the distance.
That is fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Nice job, brothers.
Awesome.
That's really well done. Love it. All right, the five stories we're watching today coming right up.
Five. find what you love, love what you find. A total wine and more, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the knowing, price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-798-3399. That's 800-798-3399.
It's the best time of the year. The lights are up, the cookies are in the oven, and some of the most exciting games of the season are coming up. Football coming down to the wire, basketball, hockey. So keep the holiday vibes going on Prize Picks and snag yourself $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Prize Picks is super easy to use. Just pick two or more players. You choose more or less on their stat projections and watch your lineup light up like the holidays. And now they've added early payouts. If your lineup comes out swinging, you might be able to cash out before the game is even over. Don't miss out on the action this season. Prize Picks, it's always good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MBCR, $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That's code MBCR on Prize Picks. Get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Win or lose, you're going to get the $50 in lineups just for playing. That's guaranteed. Make sure to download that Prize Picks app today. Use code MBCR. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know what it's time for. Five stories we're watching today.
All right, number five, Merry Christmas. The Department of Homeland Security has tripled its exit bonus for illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S. They've gone from $1,000 to $3,000 and a free flight if they leave by December 31st, 2025.
Wow.
Well, what a deal.
I know. And their argument is that it's still cheaper than actually finding them going through the process and all of that. It's like, yeah, just take advantage of this. Here's $3,000.
And you have a chance of coming back.
Yes. Number four, the feds are helping out that homeless guy who helped crack the Brown University and MIT murders. He's getting put up in a nice hotel while they're working on getting him his reward money. Did you see at a game, local Providence officials were there, and they got a standing ovation for their hard work during this?
Are you serious?
Like the mayor was there, and everybody was, thank you so much for your hard work and dedication. They failed massively.
Like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Number three, the Department of the Interior announced that leases for all large-scale offshore wind projects being constructed will be paused because they're messing with radar systems, giving people like false positives or potentially clouding actual enemy vessels.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So they're like, yeah, we're going to get rid of that for now. Number two, the U.S. has seized another dark fleet oil tanker near Venezuela and is pursuing a third. And then number one, President Trump's newly appointed Greenland special envoy, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, says, well, he's going to work to make Greenland a part of the U.S. Let's freaking go. Let's get it done. Those are the top five stories that we're watching today. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com. For an extra $35 off, use promo code Markley at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Markley.
I saw a really nice story, and I was going to bring it up, and then, well, it's too late now. I'm going to bring it up. I hesitated because it's been so soon since you lost your cat, David.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw this heartwarming story, and I thought of Scott when I saw this because this cat actually looks kind of like his cat a little bit. You see the resemblance?
Yeah, my female cat, yeah.
This cat was reunited with its family after 443 days.
Oh, man.
From Hurricane Helene, but it had the chip. And so, yes, was able to, again, reunite with the family. And right before Christmas, which is, you know, a pretty cool thing.
My cat's dead.
Is it an
dead.
Outdoor cat or just get out? Yeah, I know your cat's dead.
God, David, my cat. There's no chip bringing my cat back.
Well, but your cat lived a long, nice life and had a good life, right?
Yeah. Doesn't have that life anymore, though, Jamie.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. No more cat stories. How long you suppose before we can bring another cat story in? Is it a year? How long do we got to go?
I got him a kitten for Christmas. I just haven't given it to him yet.
Oh, gosh, please don't.
Oh, man.
I mean, this current batch of cats is the last that we'll ever own. I love cats, but I think it's just, it's one of those things.
I think we're done with it. I understand. You know, it's been 3 years since Daisy died.
Your dog.
But anybody brings up a dog, I will always say, yeah, my dog's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the uncomfortable part of that.
There's something magical about helping through the grieving process of just making it uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, it is. It's helpful. Okay, a little dust up at America Fest between Ben Shapiro and Megyn Kelly. A bunch of people. Did you hear about that? We'll get to that. And what's your story? Straight ahead.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Yeah. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. That's David Van Camp, the millennial, and the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins. Did you see here this update on the Nick Reiner and the Reiner family?
Yes.
Tragedy?
Yes.
So this is what's being alleged, that Conan O'Brien allegedly stopped party guests at his home from calling 911 on Nick Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
Just hours before
Rob and Michelle were found stabbed to death. This was from the Daily Mail. I don't know how much trust you put in the Daily Mail.
Well, times they're right. Sort of what we've heard, only the Conan part I hadn't heard until today. Yeah. But
these are sources, unnamed.
Yeah.
Said they got into an argument, the father and son. It got so bad and loud that someone wanted to call the police and report it. But Conan stepped in and said, "It's my house, my party. I'm not calling the police." And he talked him out of it. Yeah. Second source confirmed the incident and said some guests were concerned about Nick and thought he might need to be placed on a psychiatric hold. The other source said when the bleep was hitting the fan, somebody said, "We need to call the police." The conversation was about getting this kid put into mental health hold. It makes sense. Who wants the cops showing up creating a scene? But the argument between Rob and Nick was pretty intense. And apparently it was a star-studded Christmas party. A bunch of people there. And then, this is now according to Page Six, New York Post, Rob Reiner allegedly said that he was petrified of his son, saying, "I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm afraid of my son. I think my own son could hurt me." And you already heard the story about him creeping out guests and saying, "Are you famous?" And the whole interaction with Bill Hader.
Are you famous? Yeah.
Yes. The other report, and this is TMZ, saying he was diagnosed with schizophrenia just weeks before this happened and was placed on a new medication, which made him erratic and dangerous. And according to the TMZ report, the new meds drove him, quote, out of his head.
Yeah. I hear this stuff all the time when they just throw pills at him.
And sometimes there are these reactions.
Yeah, right.
Some people get suicidal. It just depends on what it is.
Well, even the stuff they have on TV, they advertise on TV, 9 out of 10 of them have suicidal thoughts. Stay, I'll call your doctor immediately, blah, 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 you know.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, why would I take that for an earache?
Yeah. If it's not suicidal thoughts, it's rectal bleeding. Yeah.
Like, right. Yes, that too. Yeah.
What do they usually push back with on that? It's something like it's very rare.
Yeah.
Like in a case study, 1 out of, 20,000 people this happened, but we have to have it in the morning.
Yeah. Rectal bleeding and suicidal thoughts, but your throat will feel better.
Yeah. Jeez.
So, the update there. It was America Fest, Turning Point USA, over the weekend. A lot of different speakers, and one of the big stories to come out of this was the rift within conservative media.
Mm-hmm. Who's fighting who now?
It's
kind of like there's a lot of people who are certainly upset with Candace Owens for what she's been pushing with Charlie Kirk's murder.
Saying that she thinks some of the Turning Point members are at least complicit.
Yeah. There's that, and then there's this sort of question about support of Israel. There's Tucker Carlson. So it's kind of like, okay, if I'm to put it in a basket as far as the people who were there, it's like Megyn Kelly kind of trying to play both sides, but more closer to the Tucker Carlson faction, and then there's sort of the Ben Shapiro side of things.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. But it's like day one, and Ben Shapiro comes out firing, with this. Roll it.
The people who refuse to condemn Candace's truly vicious attacks, and some of them are speaking here, are guilty of cowardice.
Wow. So, and he's talking about Megyn Kelly there. Because Megyn Kelly had said she is close with Erica Kirk, but she also is friends with Candace and tried to broker the get-together. Yeah. And she was going to moderate it, but then it was, the way I understood it, Candace's people saying they didn't want to do that. But they would get together, just the two of them, off camera. Private sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And she was hoping that the rift would, get settled from there. So after, Shapiro had said that, and he had made another statement too, which I thought was fair to say, what was it? We got to tell you the truth. We can't just, if we don't provide, I'll let him say it, provide truth and opinion, whatever.
We who speak to people on a regular basis, who have a microphone and an audience, we have duties to you. The duty to speak the truth. The duty to speak from principle, not personal feeling. The duty to take responsibility for our own actions. The duty to provide you with evidence to do more than conspiracize or just ask questions. And the duty to posit real solutions. And if we fail in those duties, you shouldn't listen to us.
Okay, fair enough. What's our duty?
Well, try to make sense of it all and have some fun. That's pretty much it.
I think it's tough when you're eliminating personal feelings.
Well,
that's all part of it.
I mean, isn't that part of what all of this is? I mean, you personally feel this way.
And you're trying to recognize your own bias.
Yes.
Sure.
It kind of struck me as sort of a mean girls club all the way around. But
On that, don't say another word.
Okay.
Because you're channeling Megyn Kelly now. And she responded this way.
Well, I found it kind of funny that Ben thinks he has the power to decide who gets excommunicated from the conservative movement, which shows a willful blindness about his position in it. It reminded me a little of when the girl who was the head of our middle school chorus told me she was going to take all my friends away from me. Chorus? A head cheerleader, maybe, but like...
So there's your Mean Girls reference right there. Yeah. She goes on.
So I resent the whole thing. I object to the whole thing. Ben and I, he had the nerve to call me a friend right before he called me a despicable coward for not calling out the people he once called out. So he both wants to parent me and be my child. He wants to tell me what I have to do and who I have to say what to. And then when I don't, he and some of his friends want to act like utter victims because I won't do what they say. They need me. I have to be their daddy and step in to protect them. And I am not their daddy. And I resent that he thinks he's in a position to decide who must say what to whom and when. Thank you. So I don't think we are friends anymore. I've been a very good friend to Ben. Nobody knew who the heck Ben Shapiro was when I started putting him on my shows on the Fox News Channel. And I helped make him a star. And I've been very, very good to Ben over the years, and he's been good to me, too. He just recently came on my tour, as did you, and I gave him the most kind introduction I could possibly give him because I know that he's losing subscribers a lot. And so I tried to do something nice for him by giving him a long 10-minute intro and personally vouching for him, and we mixed it up on Israel out on stage. It wasn't Israel because we're on the same place on Israel. We mixed it up over whether Tucker Carlson should be excommunicated from the conservative movement, which I do not believe. And when, thank you. And when it was over, we hugged, said goodbye, and then we had a nice text exchange a couple days later saying our friendship was important to us. And the next thing I saw was him attacking me on stage last night as a coward. So that's not friendship. And I think that's fine with me.
There you go. Mm. So what do you think of all that?
Oh, I hate infighting.
Well, to me, I'm so glad I'm not mixed up in all that drama. Personally, that just seems exhausting.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I know.
So
it does. It wears me out, both sides. It's just
you're going
like
to spend
that.
This like political rally confab just yelling at each other.
At
it's
each
just
other,
stupid,
yeah.
But
rather
I
than,
don't know.
I
think the whole
souls.
Thing is stupid.
Yeah.
The funniest thing I saw over the weekend, and this is about Candace Owens, is Alex Jones coming out and going, I'm worried about Candace. I'm not even making that up.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, real quick, we'll end it with this. I thought Erica Kirk had a funny line, actually, sort of describing what had already transpired.
Well, say what you want about AmFest, but it's definitely not boring. Feels like a Thanksgiving dinner where your family's hashing out the family business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of on the same side, but differing opinions on all sorts of stuff. And there you go.
It gets mean-spirited then.
Well, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's that time. We do it a couple of times a day. Go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story today?
Gene Simmons, founding member of KISS, was interviewed by CNN, part of the Kennedy Center Awards ceremony. And also, he was on Capitol Hill testifying about performance rights and radio broadcasts for musicians, all of that. Now, this dork, Manu Raju, was the one interviewing him. And he was like, wait, tell me about the KISS makeup.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Gosh,
this
dang
made
it.
Me laugh out
How
loud.
How did you get the idea to wear, dress up in black costume, have the big tongue, white makeup?
I wanted to become rich and famous and get chicks.
It's that simple.
Anything else would be a lie.
That's embarrassing. Why would they let that guy do that interview?
I have no idea.
They don't have somebody entertainment there that can do that?
That's like bringing on Tim Walz to bring over the hunting bro guy.
Yes.
To appeal to masculinity.
Gosh,
you got this guy.
When do you wear that makeup?
Well, where'd you get the idea for that?
Yeah.
That is a great question. I'm sure he's never been asked that before.
Was 40 years ago. Yeah.
All right, Scotty, what do you got for your story?
An elderly bus driver in Juanita County, Pennsylvania, who was terminated earlier this year for posting so-called racially insensitive signs toward a Spanish-speaking kid, has now broken her silence. The DOJ, by the way, is launching an investigation. 66-year-old Diane Crawford, who was fired in February after posting what they called a racially insensitive note on the window of the school bus she was driving. The note on the window read, "Out of respect to English-only students, there will be no speaking Spanish on this bus." Uh-oh! The school board fired her. Racially insensitive remarks. She's like, "Hey, here's the deal. We got one kid who's bilingual on my bus. Troublemaker. And I don't know what he's saying to the other kids."
Right.
When he starts in like this. So she goes, "I ask very respectfully, hey, if you're going to be on the bus, you got to speak English." Knowing he could, but chose not to.
Speak English, not Spanish.
Yes. So this woman is 66. She's crying. And she's like, "I don't know what I'm going to do for money. I don't know what I'm going to. I don't have another job. I barely get by the way it is." And deeply concerning, to say the least. So the DOJ is looking into it right now.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. DOJ probably should have some sort of ruling by, 2033.
Yeah.
For my story, for our friends in and around Seattle, already know this, Washington health officials warned residents that, you know, heavy rain and flood water could sweep something into the sewer systems and end up in their toilets. And that in fact, rats.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. My deepest, darkest fear.
Another one?
Well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to feel something, and it's going to be a rat coming up through the sewer system.
Is that a worse fear than falling into the Port-a-John?
It's on the same level.
Okay.
It involves doing the same thing.
Okay.
You're on the Port-a-John and you feel a rat climbing up, then you fall in.
Oh, my God. I mean, this will be the heart attack that kills me, okay? That'll be the one. There's no coming back from that one.
The health officials in their post said, "The heavy rain and floodwaters may sweep rodents into the sewer systems.
God.
If a rat visits your toilet..."
No, see?
"Take a deep breath and follow these tips." That's right, David, former newsman.
Good.
They offer tips.
You got toilet rat tips. Awesome.
Yes. And I had some infographics outlining what to do if a rat appears in your commode.
Well, I'm dying to hear this because I only can think of one thing.
You know the first thing to do?
Flush it down.
No. Stay calm. That's rule one. Stay calm.
That's impossible. I'm not.
Number two, close the toilet lid.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Three, flush.
Yes. Repeatedly.
Now, if the rat is still there, then you know what you do?
Baseball bat it.
You pour dish soap into the toilet. Flush it again until the rat is gone.
Huh. Dish soap kills the rat?
Those are your tips. Yes, apparently, or at least it's going to make him not want to come out of there.
You beat it to death. That's what you do with a rat that comes into your toilet. You beat it to death.
That's what I would do. The old pistol out, just fire away.
No, I wouldn't do that.
We
have serious problems. All right, news updated. Nimrod's in the news. Coming up.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
CVS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CVS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
It's crunch time for holiday shopping. Did you get it all done? Or are you still putting it off, waiting for inspiration or panic? Omaha Steaks has got you covered. I've given packages out to my family for years, and it always impresses. After all, who doesn't love a cooler of world-class meat? Right now is the perfect time to save on delicious gifts and holiday hosting favorites.
That's because Omaha Steaks is offering an extra $35 off when you use the code Markley, M-A-R-K-L-E-Y, at omahasteaks.com. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. And of course, those are great, the steaks, I love them. But they got a whole lot of other things like comfort food meals like chicken and dumplings.
And you can save big now on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com. And for an extra $35 off, use code Markley, M-A-R-K-L-E-Y, at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Markley.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Christmas song. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, I saw this too, David. CBS pulled a 60 Minutes piece at the last minute.
Yeah, and the kids in the newsroom are having an absolute meltdown on it.
Oh, so CBS News,
they were getting ready to air a piece about abuse at CECOT. That's the Supermax prison in El Salvador. And it included, we're told, interviews with people who were deported to that prison. Now, Barry Weiss, who runs the news at CBS, said the piece wasn't ready because there was no new information that, you know, the failing New York Times, among others, hadn't reported months ago. It's like, hey, we got to have something else to put out there. Otherwise, this is just like, okay, it's old news that people broke months ago. Now, Sharon Alfonsi is the reporter who worked on the piece, and she wrote to her colleagues that this was political. Now, for further context, though, this reporter is the same one who got 60 Minutes in trouble back in April of 2021. She did a hit piece claiming that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in some sort of pay-for-play scheme with Publix, a big grocery chain, if you're not familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Giving them preference when it came to the COVID vaccine, and tried to and really tried to make the argument that, you know, he's getting paid to basically favor this one store instead of others, to the point where a Democrat mayor and a Democrat member of Congress came out and said, no, that's BS. That we were asking him, hey, get Publix involved in this because people will go.
Yes.
And they, I mean, she completely fabricated entire quotes, essentially, of Ron DeSantis. So, yeah, I think I'm going to take the side of Barry Weiss on this one. However, Brian Stelter, the potato on CNN, says, you know, they're saying that reporters have direct access to the audience, so the news can and will get out one way or another. There's no stopping the reporting.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get to Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough,
damn it, this is
the
too potato, hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right.
Nimrods in the News. We go to Fort Myers, Florida. Woman there is sitting in county jail.
Why?
Taken into custody with aggravated child abuse. Apparently, there was some fighting among six-year-olds in a pool.
Oh, gosh.
So she got in, took this other six-year-old, dunked the six-year-old under the water. So she got arrested.
Holy cow.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-798-3399. That's 800-798-3399.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.